Picasso spends the summer of 1909 in the south of France with the woman he loves, Fernande Olivier. She is the subject of this bust called Head of a Woman. But Picasso didn't start out sculpting her. Here's Pepe Carmel, who teaches in the Department of Art History at New York University.
Picasso does dozens and dozens of drawings and paintings of her in this early cubist style, which involves breaking things up into a lot of kind of diamond-shaped or triangular facets and fitting them all together into one continuous surface. Then he has the idea of making a sculpture based on all of these drawings and paintings he's done. Now, this actually doesn't make any sense because he spent the summer dissolving form away, and now he wants to make something solid. So he does this sculpture, and you can see the faceting mostly in the top of it, in the way her hair is treated. But what's really interesting in this sculpture is the treatment of the face. If you look at the edges of the cheeks and the ridges around the eyes, you'll see that they're like lines that have been drawn around this face, and the spaces inside them have largely been hollowed out. This is really a 3D equivalent of what he's doing on a piece of paper, where he draws a line and there's just blank paper in between. This idea that you could cut away the solid parts of a sculpture and just have open space in between is going to be utterly revolutionary. This is going to change the course of 20th century sculpture.